This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How high will the European Central Bank hike interest rates to tackle soaring prices? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Stephen Ryan. It's Mrs. Stefano Rin in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. The European Central Bank is expected to raise its key interest rate by a record 75 basis points today. That'll mean higher borrowing costs for the 19 countries that use the euro currency. Eurozone rates were below zero for years as governments and firms struggled with debt and then the COVID pandemic. But in July, the ECB raised rates to zero, the first increase in 11 years. And now, as Ángel Talavera from Oxford Economics explains, they're set to rise again.
We expect the European Central Bank to raise rates by 75 basis points, three quarter of a full percentage point. There is quite a divide in the expectations. Some people think that it might be less, 50 basis points. But I think given the latest inflation numbers in the Eurozone, which were a record high in August, 75 is now the most likely outcome. It doesn't make a huge difference whether it's 50 or 75 for just normal people, you know, going about their lives. It's more about the ECB signaling to the markets that they are now entirely focused and really committed to bring inflation down. And that's why we think they're going to do a rate hike that is actually very large in historical standards for the ECB. We think that this is the start of a hiking cycle, and I think we're going to continue to see more rate hikes, at least until the end of the year.
That makes me think back to the 1980s when many countries had double-digit interest rates. The economy is different now in many countries. We're dealing with the impact of COVID-19, which has, you know, majorly disrupted supply chains. How high do you think interest rates could go?
We're not talking anything nearly those levels that we used to see in the 1970s, 80s, or even the 90s. The global economy has changed substantially for many reasons. And there is a long-term structural trend for lower interest rates, not only in Europe, but in the United States as well, and basically across the world. So it's maybe moving to an interest rate of around 2% next year. We're not talking about 5% or 10%, nothing even close to that.
Ángel Talavera from Oxford Economics. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Checking the numbers now, European stocks are little changed so far this morning ahead of what could be the biggest ever interest rate hike for the Eurozone. We'll get the latest interest rate details from the European Central Bank at 8:15 Eastern. To Australia next, which is one of the world's highest carbon emitters per person. In recent months, major fossil fuel firms say they've been working to decarbonise their operations. Now, the Parliament in Canberra has passed the country's first major climate bill in more than a decade, setting legally binding targets to further curb emissions. That comes as new research from the Insurance Council of Australia shows natural disasters have cost each household the equivalent of more than $1,000 on average in the past year. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney has more on that story.
Extreme weather is costing Australians more in taxes, insurance premiums and damage repairs. A new report also highlights how inflation is fuelled by disrupted supply chains or when farmers lose crops. This year's flooding in eastern Australia was the second most expensive natural disaster in the country's history. The Home Affairs Minister, Claire O'Neill, said Australians had to face the brutal reality that a warming climate would cause more floods and bushfires and that costs would continue to rise.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney there. To Nigeria now, where there's concern in Lagos that the city could become unlivable earlier than previously predicted. Climate change experts in the country's economic hub say that's due to rising sea levels and sinking land. And as the BBC's Rhoda Otiambo explains, there's also constant demand to reclaim land for the real estate market.
On a windy Sunday morning, a prayer service is taking place in a small church here in Lafayette. But less than 2 meters from here, I can see water from the ocean slowly creeping into this neighborhood.
This is the roar of the waves of the Atlantic Ocean. The rising water has eaten up the beach. People can't walk or sunbathe anymore. The waves are so strong that they've destroyed a lot of homes. I can see the remnants all around me. Most of the people here are living in makeshift houses as they do not have enough money and space to build permanent structures.
37-year-old Mande Idowu has lived in Lafioji since he was born. A house built in his youthful days was eaten up by the water in 2018.
When I see the ocean, I get angry because it destroyed my house and many other things. I don't even want to look at it.
His temporary home and shop are also close to the ocean, and it's just a matter of time before he's left homeless for a second time and jobless.
I tell people, let's relocate from here because we are all scared.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you feeling today?
I'm fine, and you?
Climate change experts say that at least 35 meters of the coastal line in Lagos are being lost to the ocean each year. Dr. Regina Folorunsho studies sea currents at the Institute of Oceanography and Marine Research.
It's sad to visit places that you visited maybe in the year 2006 and go there 6 years after and all the coconut trees are washed away and the people's homes you used to visit are all washed off. It is very sad.
A majority of those living in coastal areas know all too well the effects of rising water levels. As a short-term measure, the government has built groynes in the ocean. But Dr. Regina says it is not an effective solution.
Nobody can stop water, irrespective of the protective structure you put in place. For example, this Lagos Harbour Protecting Structure was what eroded the Bar Beach, Victoria Island, to the extent that they had to reclaim it by the Co-Atlantic Project. So whatever you put on the beach will cause erosion on the downdrift side.
With scientific projections indicating that Lagos could disappear sooner than predicted due to climate change, the problem is made worse by poorly maintained drainage systems and high population growth. Real estate developments like Eco Atlantic, built on land reclaimed from the ocean, is also considered a part of the problem.
Before, there were setback line regulations, whereby maybe 100 meters away from the shoreline, you cannot build anything. But now people do not care about that. They think that the closer they build their structures to the coastline, more tourists will come to visit.
The BBC repeatedly approached the government for comment, but it did not receive a response. Despite the rising sea levels, Lagos is a growing city with a housing shortage. Without drastic measures, water will just continue to wreak havoc.
The BBC's Rhoda Otiambo reporting from Lagos, Nigeria there. Stay with Marketplace for the latest on the European Central Bank's interest rates decision later this morning. Here in London, I'm Stephen Ryan, it's Misha Stefanarian, with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.